Welcome to the Relational Recovery Podcast. I'm your host, Wes Thompson, joined by my co-host, Austin Hill. Today, we're in part five in our conversation. We hope you enjoy.
When I think about trust, and I think about everything that you're saying and everything we're talking about, there's just the reality that this kind of work, if it's done well, takes time. Because the reality, the painful but truthful reality, because life is painful. The truth for many of us is trust has been broken by things we've done and by things that have been done to us. And in order to build trust, you know, trust is built by doing trustworthy things. As we often say, and we've heard, you know, trust is built by doing trustworthy things. But the second part of that is over time. And I think that's what can be really hard for people that have burnt a lot of bridges. That's why it's important to really pay attention before we act, because when we burn down the bridges of trust, it takes time to rebuild those. I'll give you an example. I had an alumni of the refuge talk to me. This was probably, I don't know, 4 months ago or so. And this is a common story. This is something that we all feel. But, you know, his daughter's mom, his daughter lives with her. And he's been trying to be very good to them over the last couple years. Because in the past, because of his addiction, he wasn't present. And when he was inconsistent. And there was just a lot of distrust and pain and distance as a result. You know, he just wasn't there. He wasn't there, and so on and so forth. And as he's gotten better, and as he's, you know, built his life around his faith and God and so on and so forth, he's tried to repair that by doing things like helping them out financially, you know, coming to where they are and, like, you know, taking them out to grab food and, you know, the things that you do when you're trying to build a relationship. And what happened when he reached out to me is he's like, man, I feel like I'm being taken advantage of because I've done all these things and I didn't do this one thing that they wanted me to do. And now my daughter's not talking to me. And I think that my daughter's mom is like poisoning her perspective of me. And you know what I think I'm going to do? I think I'm just going to stop helping them and I'm just going to shut them up because... And I want to be sensitive here because I recognize, like, he was speaking from a place of hurt. But what I asked him was, okay, if you do that, how do you think that's going to go? And obviously it was some version of not good. And I'm like, well, what is it that you want? He's like, well, I want my daughter to talk to me. And I'm like, do you think that by acting out in that way that she's going to want to talk to you? No. Okay. The reason I tell this story, you know, because there's more I could say about it. The reason I tell this story is just to point out, even when you start doing the right things, the road to building trust is again, one, by doing starting to do trustworthy things, but two, it takes time. It takes time. And, you know, it can be frustrating because things weren't happening as quickly as this guy wanted them to. And so when things don't happen as quickly as we want them to, sometimes we want to throw in the towel and we want to quit. And we just want to say, we feel entitled sometimes to, oh, well, I'm doing the right thing now, so you guys should appreciate that I've changed. But as we know, that's not how life works. That's not how life works. We have to be patient with ourselves and we have to be patient with others.
And we also have to be honest, because sometimes we have broken trust so much that it cannot be rebuilt in this lifetime. And that really, really sucks. That's really hard to hear. But some of us need to hear that. And that's like, I believe in the redemptive power of working to build healthy relationships. But a relationship is a two-way street, and it has to be reciprocal in order for it to be a good relationship. And sometimes for the health of yourself, you have to cut somebody off. Like if you're there are real life examples I can think of where someone has to cut off a relationship with a parent because they are so toxic and so like they're not good for you. And that's really painful. And that's what burning a bridge looks like. Like that person burnt the bridge. You didn't, but they did. And you have to put that boundary up. And at the same time, it might be true the other way, where you have broken trust so many times with somebody in your life that you care deeply about, that they decide not to have a relationship with you. And that sucks. But that is honest. But that sounds really like it does suck. It's painful to think about that. You may not have a relationship with somebody, but that does not mean that you cannot have fulfilled relationships with other people.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Relational Recovery Podcast. We'll be back tomorrow with part 6 in our conversation. We'll see you then.